At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. Boom. DP. Bach, for the next hour, Carriker will take over at 12 noon, do his thing, and off we go. It is Super Bowl week. You guys know the conversations that we like to have. 402-464-5685 is the Sartor Hammond text line. You can be a part of the show. Simply reach out. Hit us with a what's up. You can follow us on all the streams. You can watch Facebook, YouTube, X, channel 961 on Allo. If you're feeling saucy, jump on over to the app. And in fact, you can track this thing anywhere. You can also, you can jump on Amazon Prime if you want, because we roll like that. We roll like that. That's how we're going to do it. It's Super Bowl week. And so a couple of things in play. One, last year we were at the Super Bowl. We're actually in Vegas. And this year, so we put in the credential early because we were going to go no matter what. Like, we were like, okay, we'll go. Originally, the NFL approved it, and it was going to be myself, Jay, Jake, Carriker. We were going to all go down and hang out in New Orleans for a week and get on Media Row. And then because of, for whatever reason, when Washington and Buffalo got in, all of their media piled into the pool. And the NFL was like, oh, this is the most requested Super Bowl ever. So since y'all are really, you're coming to provide events, but you're not covering one of the teams. Now, we didn't pile in with the Chiefs. We said, this is what we do all the time. Like, these are your NFL alums. Like, get them in the door. And they were like, fine. Then they were like, well, the numbers are too crazy, so you've been pushed off. And then when Buffalo and Washington lose, oh, by the way, you can come. No, not. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that dance. Like, especially when I know how much it costs to send all four of us to New Orleans last minute. Not really going to happen. Didn't have a chance to sell it. You know me. I like to sell before putting the product on. But that's a thing. But it is Super Bowl week. And there are a couple of things that I want to do this week at various points. And I'll probably do some more of this on Saturday morning for one-on-one. But a lot of the conversation is Huskers in the NFL and Huskers in the Super Bowl. It sent me down a rabbit hole. Because originally the idea and the thought, and I'll cover the idea in full on Saturday, is what are the greatest individual performances in Super Bowl history? What are the greatest individual performances in Super Bowl history? Now, every Super Bowl has a great individual performance. Every single one. Some have several. As a matter of fact, so much so that they had co-MVPs. So, okay, if you played so well that you were a part of a co-MVP, yeah, you did a thing. So you think of Dallas's defense, that did well. As a matter of fact, think of how well you have to play to be the MVP and lose the game. Because it happened. It happened. But then I wanted to get in a little bit deeper. And I asked Bach a question, and here's where we landed. Bach, Sir, what Husker had the greatest Super Bowl performance, individual performance? Now, to be fair, it was pointed out to me that we literally could jump straight to the pipeline and the members who went pro and then went to Super Bowl and played well. But unfortunately, we don't know the offensive lineman's performance one-to-one because unless they give up a sack or a false start or a holding, we don't really hear their names. Like, we don't know. We can also say that, yeah, Ndamukong Suh played the Super Bowl. We imagine he played well. But points on the board? Not so much. Now, as Strick likes to say, pause. Pause. Because we've got two sets of Super Bowl squares that we're working from, right? One that we're giving out this week on air, and then another, the first 100 people who show up at Buffalo Wings Rings. For the ones that are given up here, I'd like to give away four today. I'm going to give away one right now. With this trivia question, and I'm sure that Bach didn't have the answer to this until just a few moments ago. But what Nebraska Husker actually scored from the defensive side of the ball in the Super Bowl? What Husker defensive lineman, I'm going to help you. It was a defensive lineman, scored in a Super Bowl. And it was funny because somebody was talking, well, what defensive players have scored? And there's not a long line of, you know, pick six, you know, or punt blocks or otherwise. But scored in the Super Bowl. And this is the first one, the very first one. And I want to go back. I'll ask you another question. I will accept an answer of for the first, and I know you guys are Googling like madmen. I would prefer that you act. And remember, cheaters, you only get one square in this one. You only get one square. So if you've won a square, kindly remove yourself from this trivia question. But this was, and look, Kevin Smith. That's hilarious, Willie. No, it was not Malik Collins. Diving into the Super Bowl trivia pool, it just showed me that a lot is in play here when you talk about Huskers. There was also another thing that what I need from you also for a square. So you can answer that one. Defensive player who scored in Super Bowl first, the first Husker player who scored in Super Bowl. And then second, who was the first Husker to play in the Super Bowl? Ready? First Husker to play in the Super Bowl. And Bach, I believe you have that answer, so you can track that one down. And then third, here's another one. And I'm kind of, it's kind of wrong to go this route. But to honor a great, what Husker has appeared in the most Super Bowls? What Husker appeared in the most Super Bowls? Bot's neighbor, that is partially right. But there is also another name because it was in the same Super Bowl. But hey, Bach, tell your neighbor that we'll give him a square.
That's good for a square.
If that's it.
Yeah.
It is not. Devin, you're a little late. Bach's neighbor got in first. It is, and the answer to that is also not Rex Burkhead. The first Husker to play in a Super Bowl. Big Ty, you are correct. The Husker that has appeared in the most Super Bowls is Mick Tinglehoff, the great late Mick Tinglehoff, who played here and for the Vikings in a just a profound professional career. And I think that when we have the discussions over the greatest offensive linemen, and we often jump straight to the pipeline, that we have to consider and include Mick Tinglehoff in those discussions. It was not David Hum. There's your guy, Dirty Tony, and the boys have nailed it. Bach, give the answer, please.
So for the first one, it's Kent McLaughlin, and Bach's neighbor also put in Warren Powers. So yep, both those guys.
Same Super Bowl. Yeah. Same Super Bowl.
So each of those guys get a square here?
Yes. Right. We will do both of those. And then Big Ty gets one for Mick Tinglehoff. And I wanted to go in. There is one answer that still hasn't been given. The Husker defensive player who scored in the Super Bowl. Husker defensive player. And we can move past that because there's so much in this. You know that I am a Washington pro football enthusiast. And when I got here, I got super excited. Super excited at the fact that there were two of my favorite players ever were Huskers and Redskins. And they played in the same Super Bowl in 1972 against the Miami Dolphins. And this is a defense that held the Dolphins to two scores. The perfect 17-0 Dolphins to two scores.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But there is a third Nebraska Husker on that 72 team. Fisher, McDowell, and there's the third Husker. I will give a ticket t-shirt if you can tell me who the third Husker was on that Redskins team. McDowell, Fisher, and yeah, and it was kind of mind-blowing. Yeah, Tinglehoff was a linebacker, but here's the thing, that if you go and have this sort of career and the longevity that's involved, what I love about this time of year is, Bach, tell me if you do this or not. So ESPN will go into, or NFL Network will go into its history of the Super Bowl, and it will go back from Super Bowl I, and it will just run the highlights every year, right? Every year. And every year, I'm such a mark. Like, they know me well too well. That when I find out, like, the Sunday before the Super Bowl, and they start this, I'm such a mark that I tried to ignore all of the Washington Super Bowls. I can't. I record them all. I DVR them all, Bach. I go through and I make sure. Look, I know how they finished. Like, I know the movie. Like, I know the stars. I know the drama. I know the plot. And I am such a sucker. Because on my DVR is every single Washington Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
Okay, I'm such a mark. So, Bach, to you, kind sir, tell the folks who your favorite team is.
I think I've got every single Arizona Cardinals Super Bowl win on my DVR as well, and I didn't set it. So it's not quite as a celebratory time for me.
Right? So I would assume that is your favorite Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Larry Fitzgerald running to the end zone, looking up at the big screen, it was all over. And, you know, there's a minute and a half or whatever, and the Steelers go down, and right over Ralph Brown, my favorite Huskers, outstretched hand for the Cardinals. San Antonio Holmes catches it in the end zone. Steelers win the Super Bowl. And at least what we got was the Troy Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald cover on the next year of Madden, but no Super Bowl victory.
Okay, we have a winner, and I love this so much. Like, I love our listeners being that connected and caring enough. But there's the thing. So I said the 72 Redskin team, Super Bowl team, Ron McDowell started at defensive tackle. And actually, that day, he started defensive end. He started defensive end. Pat Fisher started at one corner. But there was a third Husker on that Washington team. And I love the fact that the texter put in the 1972 Redskin Huskers. He could have called them the Washington Huskers or the Nebraska Redskins, either way. But the third, and he was what? I went to his football camp as a kid. He had a camp in Northern Virginia. As a matter of fact, the three of them were there. Funny, right? That in 1974, there was a Redskins camp. And the guy who spent the most time with me that day was Ted Vactor. Ted Vactor was also a Husker and played on that 72. So 0778, please give your name in the text, and you will also get a square. Good pull. That's a great pull. That's a great pull to get Ted Vactor out of that. There are some interesting things. Bach, since no one's gotten it, did Rico get the clip in?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to play this clip, and this will remove that question from the trivia pool. But here we go. Bach, play the clip of a defensive Husker scoring in the Super Bowl.
44-10, the Bears. 46-10, the Bears. He was down, whistled at safety, Chicago. Henry Wagster from Nebraska. And I know you Bear fans even call him Henry Wechter up there, but he told Merlin, did he not, that, hey, they're mispronouncing my name.
Yeah, I love the fact that Dick Enberg gave some of the Nebraska accent with it. They're mispronouncing my name.
I've never heard that name until I played that clip.
That part.
Yeah.
That part. Because, again, we get so locked into the same conversations and the same names and the same levels of greatness. But if you told me that there was a Husker defender who scored a safety in a Super Bowl, my mental Rolodex would have just been set on fire trying to find out, trying to recall. And I never hear Husker fans talking about Waxler. Mm-mm. Like, if you're that good, another piece of trivia. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That Wexler was a part of the Replacements.
Oh, okay.
Wexler was on the Redskins 87 replacement team and literally just got his second Super Bowl ring because Washington went back and gave the Replacements a Super Bowl ring, and Wexler got one. Like, it's, come on.
So the Replacements, to, you know, the movie's great, by the way. But as far as what happened that season, the whole roster was out for, it was a complete holdout?
Yeah. So Washington was one of the few teams where nobody crossed over. Like, that wasn't, they weren't going to do that. And remember the story, I need to have him on one of the ones. One of my best friends is a guy named Craig McEwen. And Craig played tight end for the University of Utah, Washington, and San Diego. He was the last cut at camp that year, at the real camp. They told him to stay ready and stay in the area. He did. He got a girlfriend, stayed there in the area. When the strike happened, he pulled in. And Craig is a big part of Super Bowl lore. I mean, one, in that he played his I think he had 100 yards against Dallas. And in that Monday night game that Tony Dorsett, I want to say it was Harvey Martin, Too Tall Jones, maybe? Yeah, all crossed over before they were playing Washington. Because they were like, listen, we're on Monday night TV. The strike is ending. We're going to cross over it because this could affect the playoffs, right? Because that was the talk. Was that okay? And for Washington, it was important for them to beat Dallas and get at the top of this. Is when Philly, Washington, Dallas were all really super good. The Giants were actually good too. And the replacements, while they took some of the story, like there was a Tony Robinson was in jail. In the movie, they said it was a running back slash safety. No, in real life, it was Tony Robinson from Tennessee, and he was in jail, and they got him out to play football. Say what you will. Fantastic story just to go, hey, and they didn't expect him to play, but the guy who was the number one replacement quarterback was a guy named Ed Rubert, who set NFL records for passing in the first day of the – like I think he threw for like 400 yards
against replacement players.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, but, well, and if you want people to get really funky in Washington, ask him who had the most yards receiving in a game, and they get mad because it was a replacement player. It was Anthony Allen, who went bonkers like on the first day. But Craig was a part of the team that beat Dallas on Monday night, and he was a part. They consulted. He's also a big part of the concussion lawsuit with the league because, I mean, Craig's suffering. He's a part. He's a fun dude, and he's a part of the new science that's taking place to help players with CTE. Mm. So it's all pretty cool in the space to find out. There were, I want to say, six or seven guys who win. The strike ended. Washington brought back in, and Craig stayed on the team.
Oh, okay.
There was another tight end, John Brandis. There was Anthony Allen, of course, the receiver who broke records. But there teams around the NFL really had some issue, Bach, because if your season relied on, like, Washington doesn't win the Super Bowl that year without the replacement players, like they, so. It's always, and on those teams, I know that a guy that in that Super Bowl year, a guy who fought for Craig was a guy from Nebraska, Brian Davis. Davis liked the way Craig played on special teams and fought for him as well. So there were some real solid, rock solid ties between, of course, our own Adam Carriker played for Washington and the Huskers. It's always, like for me, it's pretty cool how the universe works and to be tied to it. But yeah, there's a lot when it comes to Huskers and the Super Bowl. We're going to go a step further in that we asked for greatest performances by a Husker in the Super Bowl. And I think, again, we started with being fair to the pipeline because there's some pipeline guys and some defenders who had exceptional days in the Super Bowl, but those are not the ones we remember always, right? We're not gonna just bypass Rucker and Ndamukong Suh and the full. I mean, again, McDowell and Fisher and Vactor and all those guys. But there are some players offensively who had days. And Bach asked the question: how many Huskers have scored? That's what led to finding Wexler. Was how many Huskers have scored in Super Bowls? And we started with kickers. So we're going to say Huskers who scored the Super Bowl who weren't kickers. We will go through that list, Bach DP, one-on-one on the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.